Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Good morning, Tom Ackerman.
What's up, Ryan? How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. It's the end of the year. The bowl games are continuing on. There's a little bit more excitement, I guess, with the playoff structure. By the way, do you like the playoff structure when in college football?
Yeah, I do like the playoff structure. I think 12 teams is a great number. I'd even add more if I could, do a full 16-team tournament. But you're always going to have arguments anyway of who should be in, who should be out. But it gives more teams an opportunity to win a championship and to believe that they have a chance. And it actually enhances the regular season. It gives everybody that chance to feel like they've got a shot. And yeah, 12 teams got in. And it's been, you know, so far, I'd say one-sided, and that's because they gave those four early teams home field advantage. That's tough. I mean, yeah. Notre Dame Stadium, Ohio Stadium in Columbus, you had up at Beaver Stadium, Happy Valley for Penn State, mm-hmm. You had Austin, Texas, the Longhorns playing at home. Those are four very, very incredible venues and great home field advantages. Yeah. And now you go into some neutral sites and you've got some bowl games that are going to be absolutely loaded with fun, talent, neutral. You're going to have crowds on both sides. I think it's really exciting. Sugar Bowl will be Georgia against Notre Dame. You got the Peach Bowl is going to be Texas against Arizona State. Out in Arizona, the Fiesta Bowl will be Penn State and Boise State. Boise State's really good. I think that's going to be a fun one. And then the best of all of them is the Rose Bowl always. And the Rose Bowl will feature Ohio State and Oregon, a rematch from what was probably the best game of the year earlier this year.
Well, you have the home field advantage when it comes to your schedule. You do early mornings, so you'll be off of work by the time the Music City Bowl starts on Monday, so that's nice.
Yeah, the Music City Bowl will be Mizzou and Iowa, two really great programs that I think for Missouri, if you win this game, that's back-to-back wins over a Big Ten team. Last year, they beat Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. This year, a chance to beat Iowa. Missouri has gone 20-5 over the last two seasons under Eli Drinkwitz. They wanted to be in the 12-team playoff. They did not get in, but that does not diminish the entire body of work. What he's been able to do over the last 2 years is remarkable. And if you can have double-digit wins in back-to-back years, that is a phenomenal run for Eli and this program. Look at this stadium that has an influx of cash coming in. It's going to be renovated. It's going to be spectacular. They have donors that are just handing over money to the NIL collective to gain players. They just got Bo Perbulo out of Penn State at quarterback. This Mizzou program is on the move big time. And so is Illinois. Illinois is 9-3. They're going to get South Carolina. They're going to get who I think was the hottest team in the country. And probably if you had an argument for one of the SEC teams, it's not Alabama. It's not Ole Miss. It's South Carolina. They had three losses that were awfully competitive, and I think that they had probably the best shot of all of them, but did not deserve to get in, but probably were the team. If I were looking at it as a committee standpoint, they were on the outside looking in.
So I saw some comments from, I think it was Ben Roethlisberger, that says, hey, you know what? Players don't want to play on Christmas. It's miserable for them to be away to entertain other people on Christmas. So the NFL had some games yesterday. I don't know if you watched them, but do you like the idea of them playing on holidays like Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more the merrier. I mean, you got to have some options when you're at home. Everybody's at home with the TV on. So you have Christmas movies, you have parades in the morning, you have football, you have NBA. I think it's great. So the more options, whatever. I mean, you know, look, NFL plays games on Saturday and college football played games on Saturday. I mean, there shouldn't be an argument there either. Just let the games play. The NFL and college football played the same day and let this thing happen as well. I thought
and Netflix had no problems yesterday.
Football games were non-competitive. So if I'm using the college football argument of like Kirk Herbstreit, I would say that the Steelers didn't belong on the same field as the Chiefs and they got outclassed by the Chiefs, and that the Texans didn't belong on the same field as the Ravens. They got outclassed by the Ravens. I mean, it's just such dumb logic. Right. Anyway, there were blowouts yesterday. The Chiefs won 29-10. The Ravens won 31-2 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was what it was. Two phenomenal teams in the Ravens and the Chiefs who are going to go to the playoffs and might end up meeting each other.
Yep. And at least Netflix was able to keep up this time, and they didn't show Mike Tyson's butt. So that was always a bonus.
That's definitely an improvement. Streams. No, they did a nice job. I watched it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, good. They had a lot to learn from before, and at least they had a time to redeem themselves. I don't think there was as many people probably streaming as that Tyson fight that they had to learn from. But
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Okay.
The NFL is an absolute monster, and those were two of their premier teams there, Chiefs Steelers. To start, so we'll see about that.
So let me read you a tweet I saw, and we'll talk Cardinals for a second. And with Paul Goldschmidt going to the Yankees, apparently he turned down offers upwards of $12 million more than what the Yankees offered him, but he went to go play at the Yankees. Here's the number one comment on that one post. He signed a one-year to prove its deal. He's on the brink of getting into the Hall of Fame. If he has a bounce back year with the Yankees, he would easily be voted into the Hall of Fame. Do you agree with that?
I think he's got a real good shot at the Hall of Fame and a good year with the Yankees, but I think that he did the deal because it's his best chance to win a championship. And this is what these players want. He wants, of course, to be in the Hall of Fame, but he wants to win a world championship, and the Yankees will have a great opportunity to do that. I don't think they're finished either. I think there's still a chance they could add a couple of more pieces to that team, but they've been very active in this offseason, and it's a really good fit for him, and I think he'll have a good year for them. I do. Even in a down year last year, he still led the Cardinals in home runs with 22. They have a short porch out and right. He loves to hit opposite field home runs, and I think he'll do that there. He's a very good first baseman. He's very skilled at keeping himself on the field. He knows how to play a full season, and Goldschmidt will do that for the Yankees. It's a really, really great fit for them. He made a lot of money here in St. Louis, 5 years, $130 million. So that was roughly, you know, $25, $26 million right there per year with the Cardinals.
All right. And I think from all indications, he's looked at as probably an ideal teammate, the kind of guy you want.
Oh, he's awesome.
Team,
so yeah, he's awesome. I mean, Goldie's going to be missed around here, but the Cardinals have made it a point. They want to grow their younger players and see what they can do in finding the next Paul Goldschmidt, the next stars here in the business.
That was fun while it lasted with Paul Goldschmidt. Tom Ackerman, good seeing you. Happy belated Christmas to you.
Buddy, great to talk to you. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, and we'll catch up with you soon.
That sounds good.
All right, man.
Tom Ackerman there, sports director over at KMOX. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And I got to say, I know that Mark Cox will be back again tomorrow. It's always fun that he gets the week off. And with him back in tomorrow, I'm sure he'll have a lot of stories to share with you. Can I tell you one thing that I've noticed after eating 2 days of, well, because we cooked the big Christmas meal on Christmas Eve. So we had the Christmas ham on Christmas Eve, and then we had leftovers Christmas Day. I had ham for breakfast again today. So this is three consecutive ham meals in a row. I got to tell you, it's not as good as the Thanksgiving meals that you heat up after the fact. Thanksgiving plate is the perfect meal. As much as I like the ham, it doesn't cook up in the microwave as nice as turkey will. You don't get to put the gravy over everything that you have on the Thanksgiving meal. I think to myself, why not cook a turkey on Christmas from here on out? Maybe I'm just done with the ham.
Set a trend.
I want to. Some people do turkey on Christmas already. And I made fun of those people before. I said, no, the tradition says on Christmas, you have ham, period. You do not compromise to those people that cook anything other than the ham. Some people do steak on Christmas.
Oh, that sounds great.
What was I thinking? I could have done steak. I think I might be done with the ham. It's just not as good heated up after the fact as the other meals. Coming to this realization this morning as I've been forced to eat 3 days of ham. Maybe I just need to find different ways to cook it. But the honey baked was really good.
Get more at 971talk.com.